Well, finally, a little bit of a weather pattern change as showers and storms become more widely scattered for the next couple of days. It's not completely dry, but it's not as wet as it has been. Yesterday marked the 17th straight day with rainfall at the International Airport, and the majority of the days this month have had rain. There are only three completely dry days this month so far, so pretty wet month in the end after a very dry May and early part of June. We will see showers and storms pretty hit and miss today and tomorrow, so temperatures will be a little hotter. It's a give and take here, but if you're going to want a little bit drier, it is this time of year going to be a little bit hotter then. We'll see temperatures up around 90 degrees today and tomorrow. Having said that, it's not near the all-time record heat that they're having in the Pacific Northwest with 110 to 115 degree readings from Portland and northward all the way to Seattle, and then inland all the way into Montana. Some pretty amazing heat for us. It's seasonable heat, if you will. Our average high temperature is about 90 to 91 this time of year. We'll be close over the next couple of days. Coverage of rainfall today only about 30%, maybe about 40% of the area tomorrow. Enjoy the relatively drier weather while you can, because the showers and thunderstorms increase again as we get later into the week on Thursday and Friday. The humidity will be sky high and showers and storms will increase. Winds will be out of the southwest. It will be a different weather pattern than we've had over the last week to 10 days or so. We've had a low-level easterly flow. Much of the rain has been developing and shifting more inland with time and moving from east to west. Well, by Thursday and Friday, the winds will be out of the west and southwest. That makes the west coast sea breeze more active versus the east coast sea breeze of the last week or so. So we would expect to start out most days dry, heat up in a hurry, get to or even a little bit above 90 by noon, and then the West Coast sea breeze rolls in with showers and thunderstorms, and the temperatures drop accordingly. So it'll be a pattern. It's a different pattern, and it's not as wet for the entire day like it has been recently or for much of the day, but it is still, it's wet. It's just that it's more of the typical afternoon, early evening showers and thunderstorms that we get, some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. And it's looking right now like that holds right through the holiday weekend. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, depending on, some have Friday off, some have Monday off for the 4th of July since it falls on a Sunday. But it looks like we're going to have afternoon thunderstorms to contend with through the weekend, highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Again, not anything exceptionally different than we would normally see for this time of year. As we look ahead to the tropics, Danny made landfall, quickly became a tropical depression yesterday, and then a tropical storm in the afternoon. No sustained winds at tropical storm force were found over land. If there were any sustained winds at tropical storm force, it was over the Atlantic, and even that appears to be doubtful. It didn't produce a lot of rain, though. Some rainfall amounts of as high as 4 or more inches occurred in the Savannah area. That was the big deal. Heavy rain and some flooding, but the winds were not much with this system, and in the end, the damage will not be of great consequence. This is not going to be one of those big storms. Having said that, it is only the fourth time since the 1950s that we've reached the fourth name before July 1st. Last year we did it with Dolly, then in 2016 with Danielle, and then in 2012 with Debbie. So it hasn't happened. It doesn't happen very often. But Danny coming ashore last evening, a little before 8 o'clock, not too far from Hilton Head, a little north of Hilton Head, moving inland now and rapidly weakening. We'll bring some heavy rain potentially to the metro Atlanta area today, but so keep that in mind if you're traveling. But otherwise, we'll continue to weaken and then eventually here dissipate over the next day or so. The rest of the tropics, we continue to track the tropical wave moving into the central Atlantic. It's not very impressive at the moment, but it still has some long-term potential as we head into the weekend and the following week. It would most likely be into the Caribbean by the weekend and then continuing west-northwestbound. So heads up for the southwest Atlantic, the Caribbean, and perhaps even the Gulf of Mexico in the longer range. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. The next name on the list, by the way, is Elsa, E-L-S-A. Have a great day. Thawy weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.